Siete in compagnia di SBS Italian. Trovate altre storie su sbs.com.au/italian o scaricate la SBS Radio app.
Nel cuore del Northern Territory si trova il bacino dell'Amadeus. Si estende per 170.000 chilometri quadrati attraverso il deserto centrale e sconfina nel Western Australia. I locali lo conoscono come una miniera d'oro per antichi tesori, tra cui alcune delle scoperte di fossili più rari al mondo.
To a geologist or a paleontologist, it's a bit like a lolly shop. So it's a case of, what color jelly bean do I want today? All right, I'll go and look for an arthropod in this area and see how it pans out.
È qui che il cacciatore di fossili amatoriale Patrick Nelson ha fatto quella che potrebbe essere una grande scoperta scientifica.
I went out one weekend for a day trip with a bit of an idea that there might be some sort of evidence of ancient life in the area. So I ventured out there and walked around in the broad of day for a couple of hours, and I was just about to head back to my car when I noticed sort of at foot level was an odd arrangement in a rock that sort of arrested me. And so in the back of my mind, it was different from the trilobites and mollusks and other things that I'd found in the Amadeus Basin while walking around in the past 2 years. This was different, a different form. I didn't know what it was, so I thought, well, it merits scientific inquiry. So I've collected it and brought it home.
L'esatta posizione in cui è stato trovato il fossile è stata tenuta segreta per garantire l'integrità scientifica del sito.
We wouldn't want that field disturbed unnecessarily by souvenir hunters or people with commercial interests that could sort of just mess it up a bit. You know, humans have this natural tendency to be curious and to collect things, and they, to my thinking, that would jeopardize the scientific inquiry.
Milioni di anni fa, il bacino fu sommerso dal mare. Si ritiene che il fossile possa essere l'anello mancante in una specie di artropodo, un organismo simile ad un insetto che viveva nel bacino quando era coperto dall'acqua. Da allora, da dove è stato rinvenuto, è stato portato al Megafauna Central Museum di Alice Springs, dove verrà analizzato. Il dottor Adam Yates, curatore anziano del reparto Terra e Scienza del museo, afferma che è la prima volta che viene trovato un fossile di questa era.
It's a first for the Northern Territory. It would actually fill a gap in the fossil record. We have older ones and we have newer ones, but we have nothing from this particular time period that is represented by the rocks that it was discovered in. So it would actually fill in this big gap. And it's a significant gap because it charts the change from a particular group of arthropods that was living in the sea to them moving into fresh water and then onto land. And so it was during that transition period that we have no fossils, and our fossil would fall into that gap.
Il dottor Yates afferma che il museo ha avuto un calo nel numero di turisti a causa del coronavirus.
The numbers are definitely down pre-coronavirus, and that makes sense because we don't have the international visitors or the interstate visitors, as simple as that.
Si augura che il fossile sia un'attrazione per i turisti, mentre il Northern Territory si prepara ad aprire i suoi confini ai visitatori di altri stati nelle prossime 2 settimane.
Going into the future, could be putting together a temporary display that will display this and other important new fossils that have been donated to the museum in the last year or so.
Il dottor Yates si augura che questa scoperta non sia l'ultima nella regione.
I sincerely hope there is more than just this one single individual, and that we may actually get to understand the whole ecosystem that this animal lived in with some of the other species that it lived alongside, and just even more examples of the same kind of animal.
Volete ascoltare altre storie come questa? Potete trovarle su Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify o ovunque scarichiate i vostri podcast.